Our theme this week is finding your peace in Christmas. The scripture today is from is the birth story from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. Now the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being the righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus. So in our scripture today, an angel comes to Joseph in a dream and says, "Do not be afraid." Angels seem to have some sort of limited vocabulary, maybe. They say things like "glory to God" and "do not be afraid" a lot. There are plenty of things we might fear as we carry out our lives on this earth. But what this angel says to Joseph in the dream is what we're supposed to hear as we read it. "Do not be afraid. It's going to be okay." Though the angel comes to Joseph in a dream, the angel's words aren't lost in the dream. Joseph comes to peace with what's happening because of the dream and because of the angel's words. Christmas sometimes seems kind of like a dream sort of world in a way. It seems that the whole block is decorated beautifully with glowing lights. We've got the Christmas tree up in the house. It seems to be culturally encouraged to be holly and jolly this time of year. With all this Christmas stuff, it's almost like it doesn't seem real. It's like a dream, a way to escape real life into this glowing, snowy, white Christmas we've been dreaming about. But it's really more than just all that. The angel tells Joseph, "Do not be afraid," and he finds peace and comfort through the angel's assurances. But through this, we as readers are being told, "Do not be afraid." Not because we'll be transported into some sort of dream world beyond this earth, but because amidst the mess of our lives here on earth, God comes in among us. I know that naming a child can be difficult. Some people don't even get the naming done till they're arguing together in the hospital on the kid's birthday of all times. My wife and I kind of wanted to name our daughter Clara, but every time we brought it up in front of my parents, my dad would go on and on about how he had a crazy Aunt Clara. Crazy Aunt Clara, blah, blah. We're happy with where we landed, but... In our scripture, Joseph is in a mess with his fiancée. Naming the child, I'm sure, is the least of his worries. Luckily, he seems to have the decision made for him. He's told, "You will name him Jesus, for he will save the people from their sins." But this Savior seems to have a multitude of names, Prince of Peace among them. Our scripture also says that Jesus will be called Emmanuel, which means God is with us. In Jesus, God is with us. Growing up, I remember my mom listening to a song a lot in the car. I think she surely had a tape of it or something. It was a song by Bette Midler called "From a Distance." It's all about how from a distance, life seems safer and better than what we experience up close and personal. The lyrics are, "From a distance there is harmony and it echoes through the land. It's the voice of hope, it's the voice of peace, it's the voice of every man." The words in the chorus are, "God is watching us, God is watching us from a distance." Well, I'm sorry to say that our scripture today assures us that Bette Midler was wrong, actually. God isn't just God from a distance. God stepped out of the comfort of the heavens, and as a baby, God entered the mess that is a reality here on earth. I have a friend from seminary who just posted this week talking about how he dealt with his divorce a few years ago. At the time, he was very involved in the church, helping lead youth groups, etc. He said the most hurtful thing that he experienced was that too many of his church friends didn't come and talk with him at all or offer words of comfort. Too many remained at a safe distance and talk amongst themselves, trying to get the full story. Rumors and half-truths were flying around the church. But other friends who would remain his close friends, approached him to sit down and have coffee and offer words of comfort. They weren't afraid to take a risk and come up close and personal to his life and his real-life difficulties. Through these people, he was able to see God working in all of it. God was God, up close and personal, not just from a distance. These people help show us one of the truths that we may find in our Christmas story. God comes in and works amidst real life and whatever mess we may be dealing with. For some, this season may seem dreamy. Some others, sadly, may be remembering those who have passed. We're reminded that through it all, God is with us. Our scripture is long enough today for us to deal with just that one, but I can't help but look at the scriptures before and after our scripture today. Just prior to our scripture, we have the genealogy that describes how Jesus is the royal son of David, a new kind of king in this world. It tells us the whole lineage. Abraham had Isaac, he had Jacob, he had Judah and his kin, all the way to David, and then all the way to Jacob, who was the father of Joseph, husband of Mary, mother of Christ. Jesus is a royal son of David. He's to be a new kind of king in this world, the Prince of Peace, we're told elsewhere in Scripture. But just after the birth story, in the scripture following our text for today, we're reminded that there already was a king on the earth. The current king, Herod, was not thrilled about anyone getting too riled up about this new king, and so he sought to kill the new baby, and the Holy Family had to flee to Egypt. This is how kings of this world seem to do business. I know at Christmas we prefer our Jesus in baby form. I'm reminded of that slightly crude humored movie with Will Ferrell where he's praying at the dinner table over their Kentucky Fried Chicken and the always delicious Taco Bell. And he insists on praying to baby Jesus, dear sweet baby Jesus. But Jesus did grow up. He had a beard, probably. As Jesus grew up, he made it clear what kind of kingdom he was bringing. He made it clear the kind of king that he was with everything he did. He was unlike the kings of this earth. He brought God's kingdom to earth. People wanted a Messiah to come and bring salvation through defeating their enemies. But instead of sending armies after his enemies, he was the kind of savior who gave his life as a ransom for many. Jesus wasn't a sissy. He made hard decisions on earth that communicates to us now, even 2,000 years later, that indeed his kingdom is far different, better than the kings this world has known. It's like he was from God or something. And Jesus' kind of kingdom, he didn't retaliate. His greatest commandment was love. In Jesus' kingdom, he blessed the poor, healed the sick, he cast out demons, he ate with sinners and rejects. What I find so beautiful about this is that Jesus is called Emmanuel, God with us. So as Jesus blesses the poor and eats with sinners, it's God doing this. As Jesus suffers on the cross at the hands of his enemies, God is doing this. God suffers with us. God enters the mess of this world and brings with him God's new way of doing things. And there's in the Gospel of John, there's not really a birth story as in Matthew and Luke, because Jesus was with God from the beginning. John wants to make that clear. John 1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." The only thing that could be considered a birth story in John is just one small part in the beginning of the gospel that says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us." The Message Bible translates it, not literally, but it's perfect. It says, "And the Word became flesh and moved into the neighborhood." At my old church, Norwalk Christian Church in Norwalk, Iowa, every Christmas season, we had a tradition where they would set up the nativity scene at the front of the church. The whole nativity scene would be there, Mary and Joseph and Jesus and angels, shepherd and sheep and everybody. Except at some point during the season, somebody would take the baby Jesus away so he could return at the Christmas Eve service. So for a while, though, Mary and Joseph and the shepherds and everybody would just be staring there in the stable at a pile of hay in the manger. I know sometimes it can feel like Jesus has gone missing. I hope that Christmas doesn't feel like that for you, like staring at an empty manger. Because we have a God who came among us, who moved into the neighborhood, who came into our mess, bringing with him a new kind of kingdom, bringing with him peace. And Jesus, peace finds us. God is with us not just Christmas Eve, not just in this dreamy type, perfect, decorated to the T Christmas season, but in our mess. Even when the Christmas tree stands a bit more crooked than last year, and half the strands of lights has burnt out, and when our house is not at all ready for family to arrive, God is with us. When our job is going less than perfectly, when we struggle with our family relationships, and when we're overwhelmed by the sadness and unrest in this world, do not be afraid, the angel says. God is with us. Amen.